TJ Lang, Josh Sitton had a workout this morning at 8 a.m. down at Hudson Center. They both completed it. The workload that they're asked to do, they exceeded it. So that part went well. But really, their evaluation tomorrow is the next step we have to get through.
Is the hope that you're going to practice them tomorrow? You obviously have the evaluation first, right, in the morning?
Then. I think the evaluation would answer that, yes.
Those guys they've fought through a bunch of stuff. I guess what is it about those guys that allowed them to play through things?
Well, I mean, that's pro football, and then they're old school pros. You don't really, wait around to feel good to play. I mean, if you think that's the reality of it, there won't be a lot of guys playing on Sunday. So they fight through all the different levels of things that they have to deal with. I think it's real credit to both those guys, and that's what you look for.
Mike, what happened to Kevin Dorsey?
Kevin Dorsey suffered a foot injury yesterday at practice. It's a significant injury. He'll be out multiple weeks.
Mike, do you think it's serious enough that you might have to IR him, or did you feel like it?
Really, we're not there yet. That's something we're going to have to work through.
Mike, how has Aaron come through the week so far?
Excuse me? Aaron Rodgers, just got done meeting with Aaron. He feels good. He had a couple throws to his left yesterday, so that was really kind of the last thing I think he wanted to feel and see, and so he's ready to go.
Any concern about mobility with him?
No.
During the game?
No, I mean, we got a full game plan. We just reviewed our call sheet. We have the meeting prior to this, about first calls in different situations. That's why I'm usually late, and I apologize for that. This time doesn't really work very good for me, but you might want to switch this. No, I do. I hate walking in there late, but so he's ready to go.
Do you think 11:45 would work better?
I think it's kind of working that way. Have I been here before? 11:45
works for me. It matters to you.
Well, you're the lead guy in questions.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I made a mistake and listened to Mark Trestman's press conference the other day. My God, the only anybody else asked a question.
It was the same time as you. So I take one for the team and talk to the other.
Oh, really?
So
I didn't even miss you.
Mike, when you look at the success you guys have had against Jake Cutler, I mean, I know that's disrespect them by any means, but what causes something like that where a guy, it just seems like you guys have had his number. Why do you think that?
Well, I think that's a bad trap, mental mindset to try to fall into. Every one of these games is different. This game Sunday night's going to be different. There's been times where the ball clearly couldn't bounce your way, down there at Soldier Field. Then you start getting some bounces. Look what happened last year. So I think you kind of, this is a team game, and I think a lot of times those kind of statistics get placed on one player, and that's not fair. So, we have a lot of respect for Jay. I mean, he's very talented. He can make all the throws. He's clearly comfortable in this system. I think his system's been very good for him. You can see the impact it made to their football team last year. So this is a very dangerous offense.
Mike, it's come up before, obviously, but with what you're dealing with on the offensive line, can you just talk about the difference between a backup guy getting thrown in off the bench versus having a whole week to take reps and get ready to play?
Well, it's a big difference. I mean, you can just see it just the way, the guys that are – the young guys are taking the reps, how they're performing. I think Garth Gerhardt's had an excellent week of practice. I think Lane Tater's had a very good week of practice. JC's getting more comfortable. He's being asked to do a lot of things. So it clearly gives them a better opportunity to get ready than getting thrown into the game. Because obviously they didn't have the amount of reps in that type of situation as in Lane's case against New Orleans. So, and with that being said, really tomorrow I'm not really looking for TJ and Josh to take reps because I do want to make sure those three guys are ready to go.
Like the last you've heard from your medical people, are all your ACL guys on pace and going in the direction that they should be? I mean, has anybody?
That's a good question. I would think so. I haven't specifically asked, but they're here every day. So, I mean, they're all, it's amazing how fast, these players, you know, progress through the rehab. So everybody's walking around, and you wouldn't know any of them have had ACL surgery.
Mike, I know in the past you talked about quarterbacks coming in a little bit more prepared from college. Mm-hmm. From a wide receiver perspective, have you noticed that at all, you know, even this year with Watkins, Benjamin, you know, Devontae too, the way guys are contributing right away?
Definitely. I just think wide receivers have a lot more opportunities in college just because the way college football is being played the last 5-10 years. It's reflected each and every year in the draft room. When you go in there and you look at the numbers of potential prospects by position, I mean, the wide receiver position is always the one that takes the longest to get through. So, definitely, I think college football has definitely prepared these guys for the NFL.
Is it maybe different for tight ends because some of those college tight ends are used as receivers and maybe they're not used? And
I think it's hurt the tight end position just because you don't know. Sometimes guys are in different systems. So really their background is huge for tight end positions. So as we're receivers, you know, college football is playing with a lot more receivers as opposed to, you know, tight ends are, you know, more traditional offense or are they more in a wide open offense.
So how difficult was it to gauge, you know, Richard Rodgers and what he did at Cal to what you wanted him to do here?
Well, I think with Richard's case, you have to look at the prospect. So, I mean, his ability to play in space, but also you look at his physical qualities. To me, he was a no-brainer. That was an excellent pick, and I think he'll just continue to get better.
Mike, what do you think of the weather forecast for Sunday night?
What do I think? I think that no one knows what's going to happen like a normally don't Friday before a Sunday night game. I mean, it's going to be colder, but potential snow during the day and then stop maybe a little bit in the fourth quarter, what I was told today. So I mean, it doesn't matter. The only thing I ever really look at is the wind. Rain and snow has never really bothered me.
Really?
You said the wind?
Wind, correct, yes.
But you do, I mean, that is something that you monitor closely. I mean,
like you said, we had to. You know, this morning we had the hour-to-hour report. So, I mean, it usually changes. I mean, I always laugh because I go back when I look at that picture against the Seattle playoff game. I remember standing on the field before the game and being told, hey, it's going to be a clear night, no snow. And, you know, I mean, I think it was a whiteout by the end of the first quarter. So, I mean, it happens in Green Bay, as you know.
You mentioned Chicago's famous offense, such a big receiver as Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
How have Burnett and Shields progressed throughout the week? Are they
good? They're having solid weeks of work. I know Morgan is still working through, you know, but he's, you know, been a full participant. So Sam is kind of just picked up right where he left off.